As we come before the table, each and every Lord's Day, we follow the commands, or examples, if you want to put it that way, but Jesus commanded us to remember him. On the night before his crucifixion, he told his apostles what to do. To remember me when you partake of these things, as it will come in my kingdom. As I think about Jesus Christ, I think about ourselves. I think about myself, and each and every one should. As we come together and we know what we're going to do, we know that we come together, remember the death of Jesus Christ and what it was for. That it was given the blood of life as it was shed upon the cross. The body was broken and divided, which is the word of God. As we become to be knowledgeable of there is a God, what do I need to do? Well, many people start studying in the very first of the book, and that is in Genesis. And as they read that and see the creation, and God says, let us make man in our own image. Do we let that pass by? Do we know who our is? Well, we maybe don't, through helpful study with someone else, or our continual study as we study through the Bible, we begin to realize that there is someone else. And we get into the prophecies. We know there is someone, somebody that is going to be brought forth to us. And as we read that, things would change. As we study, we learn. And, of course, we come down to Jesus Christ being born in the fleshly person and bringing forth so he could live and suffer and go through every sacrifice, every temptation that mankind comes before us. But he came as in the old law, the sacrificial lamb was given. The life was taken. The blood was shed. But it was only a temporary thing. Jesus came and suffered that same thing through the fleshly horror, as it would be, the fleshly feelings. But yet, it was the perfect sacrifice that God had brought forth and was given for us to take away the sins of mankind. How does that happen? That is through our knowledge and our obedience to the Lord. And so when we come together for the partaking of the Lord, partaking of the bread and the fruit of the vine, do we fully understand what we're doing? I go to the scriptures that we read so many times concerning this, and I'm going to read from the book of 1 Corinthians a few verses, and explains everything. It explains everything that we need to do when we come together to partake of this. Are we doing it according to what God has told us to do? Let me read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and I'll begin with verse 23, as Paul writes to the Corinthian letter, in the Corinthian letter. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, You proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Do we stop and think about that? When we come together to partake of the Lord's Supper, do we think about all of those things? And the next verse says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Am I doing that in a worthy manner? Am I doing that thinking about and knowing assuredly that I'm following what he asked us to do? For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. The Lord is judging you if your soul, your mind, is not in a proper manner. It's not for me sitting beside you and say, well, I know what brother, sister, so-and-so are doing. They're not doing this mannerly. No, it's not for me to judge. You're being judged at the very moment you're trying to take this in an unworthy manner. God is judging you through Jesus Christ, the Lord. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. Going on, but of course, Paul was writing to the Corinthians. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brother, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, and of course this partakes to what they were doing, making meals out of it and so on. So we can see their hearts were in the wrong way, in the wrong place, misunderstanding what they are supposed to be doing. So as we come together, each and every one of us, when we partake of the Lord's Supper, we better be searching our souls and making sure we're living right, making sure we have obeyed the Lord in the proper manner. For if we do not partake of the Lord's Supper in the proper manner, become a Christian, and doing this, we're drinking damnation unto our souls. That's what the Scriptures teach us. So let us always be aware, as I know we do, but search our souls and give thanks for the greatest thing that ever could happen to mankind, and that is the promise of being able to live in eternity with our God and our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.